Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Tuesday morning. The New York State Legislature returning from their spring break this week, but the news yesterday was from the New York Times that Carl Heastie, the new New York State Assembly Speaker, quote, benefited from his mother's embezzling. And he, of course, came in and made a deal with the governor and the Senate leader on ethics.
Yeah, well, look, Carl Heastie, when he came in, we knew that there were some things surrounding his personal life that were tragic. His mother was sentenced to prison and then shortly thereafter died. You know, his mentor is in prison right now, and yet he seems as a man of some dignity. He presents himself that way. He put out a short statement basically saying that he followed his mother's lawyer's advice. He did everything he should have. He didn't profit from this. And while the Times article is quite clear that what was supposed to be sold, an asset of his mother because it was an ill-begotten gain, wasn't sold. And that, of course, is going to have some legs. He put his statement out and the story will be followed as we learn more.
Rising death toll leaves Europe with new refugee crisis. European leaders confronted on Monday with a full-blown humanitarian crisis in the Mediterranean, prompting calls for a new approach to the surging number of refugees from Africa and the Middle East.
David, the Western countries are damned if they do and damned if they don't. Obviously, we are talking about human life here, and everybody's heart goes out to all those people who are so desperate to get away from the turmoil that we now see in Africa and the terrible, terrible consequences of it, are obviously people who everybody is going to care about. On the other hand, if you contain it and you put ships into the area and you say, we're going to turn everybody back who's coming from Africa, you're going to be seen as hard-hearted and not understanding their plight and not setting up refugee camps in other places. And of course, the workforce in many of the Western democracies, which have been suffering now, are going to be furious because they say, those are our jobs that you're taking and we're putting you up and we're using our taxpayer money for you. So this is a very tough thing. In the end, I truly believe that the Western democracies, including the United States, you know, have to open their hearts and their minds and say, there are things we can do to help.
When Hillary Rodham Clinton announced her campaign, you mentioned that if she is campaigning, she will hopefully stay on the side of the president because it would help her campaign. This from New Hampshire, Alan. Hillary Rodham Clinton has a dismal assessment of the U.S. economy. She says it's stalled out. Clinton toured a wood factory in Keene, New Hampshire on Monday. It's her first visit to the early primary states since she launched her campaign, and she certainly has gone in the opposite direction in terms of Obama.
David, I think she has two problems. I wrote a column on this in the Berkshire Eagle and several other newspapers this past weekend. And I think what happens is if she is perceived as being anti-Obama, she loses a lot of Obama loyalists who really do care about the president and think he's done a good job. We've seen that in politics in the past. It's a major error when somebody follows somebody of the same party and turns on them because you lose a good deal. On the other hand, you have to separate yourself out from the problems of a previous administration. And while Obama gets great credit from many people for turning the economy around, there's still a lot to be done. And when Hillary Clinton is campaigning and goes into places where things are not good, it is her responsibility to say what she thinks. So it's a fine line. It's walking the very sharp side of the razor blade.